KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 36 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 56. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Topping Western Iowa news, a report about a suspicious mail early this morning in Council Bluffs resulted in the arrest of a fugitive from justice. Bluffs police say 33-year-old Daniel Long of Davis City was arrested on outstanding extraditable warrants from Cass County and transported to the Pottawatomie County Corrections, where he was transferred into their custody. Just before 3 a.m. today, Council Bluffs police were dispatched to the area of Tyson Foods in the 2700 block of 23rd Avenue for a suspicious man who was acting disoriented. The man was walking around outside without pants or shoes, wrapped in a blanket. Officers checked the area and located the subject, but when approached, he ran from officers and hid in a marshy area south of the YMCA soccer fields in the 2600 block of 23rd Avenue. After searching the area for about an hour, the man identified as Daniel Long was located. He surrendered to officers and walked out of the marsh under his own power, but was transported by rescue squad to a hospital for treatment of possible hypothermia. Long was then treated and released into the custody of law enforcement. Well, the Atlantic School Board Wednesday evening, acting on a recommendation from incoming Superintendent Steve Barber, approved the hiring of a new district finance director. Current superintendent, Dr. Michael Amstein.
Mr. Barber interviewed four candidates, Matt and Mary Beth and I sat in on those interviews, and he is recommending Miss Sarah Sheeter to replace Mary Beth as our director of finance, and so I'm recommending to the board that approve that recommendation.
Sheeter has served as a school business manager and board secretary at the Panorama School District for the past 7 years. Prior to that, she worked in the private sector. In other business, the school board approved the resignations of Washington Elementary kindergarten teacher Taylor Mosier, who has accepted a position in Ankeny, Linda Joyce, middle school 7th grade science teacher, who has elected to retire at the end of the school year, Michelle McLaren, 8th grade volleyball coach, and Paul Dreger, maintenance and grounds custodian, who is retiring. They also approved Mike McDermott as a homebound instructor for a middle school student. The Atlantic Police Department reports the arrest of an Exira woman Tuesday for OWI. Officers took into custody 58-year-old Janet Bertelson of Exira. She was brought to the Cass County Jail and booked in. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County say a woman from Oakland was arrested late Monday night for allegedly supplying alcohol to a person under the legal age. 46-year-old Elizabeth Loring also faces a charge of interference with official acts associated with the incident at the Penalties Sports Bar in Carson. A 19-year-old male was issued a citation during the investigation for being a minor in possession of alcohol. The Pott County Sheriff's Office said also 23-year-old Edward Taylor of Avoca was arrested Tuesday for OWI for his defense. 18-year-old Madison Owen of Louisville, Nebraska was arrested Tuesday on a warrant for failure to appear on a possession of controlled substance, marijuana, for his defense charge. And 38-year-old Jody Eugene Biodrowski of Omaha was arrested Monday for a warrant for failure to comply with the Iowa Sex Offender Registry. A Western Iowa hospital is facing a spate of wrongful death lawsuits. The Des Moines Register reports two of the lawsuits against the Crawford County Hospital in Denison were filed within the last 2 weeks, yet another was filed last year. The hospital gained attention last year when it unsuccessfully tried to keep a $500,000 wrongful death settlement from being made public. One of the three pending lawsuits claims a surgeon ignored warnings that a morbidly obese man could not be safely sedated. Another says a teenage patient who swallowed prescription sedatives died after being sent home. A third says a newborn died after a doctor failed to promptly address a dangerous intestinal growth. A spokesman told the newspaper that the hospital doesn't comment on pending lawsuits. In the funeral announcements, Kenneth Struble, age 92, of Exira, died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. A celebration of life memorial service for Kenneth Struble will be this morning at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ here in Atlantic. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Judy Ann Scheffler, age 67, of Hancock, died Friday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Services for Judy Scheffler will be today at 10:30 at the Silver Creek United Methodist Church. Recon V Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Dennis Houston, age 62, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Celebration of Life services for Dennis Houston will be today at 11 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mary Bowen, age 100, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Mary Bowen will be today at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Kenneth Lappy Sr., age 74, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Kenneth Lappy Sr. will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gloria Kester, age 55, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Funeral, make that memorial services for Gloria Kester will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Luella Mankey, age 96, of Manning, died Sunday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Luella Mankey will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Frederick Rector, age 57, of Fort Dodge and originally from Panora, died February 23rd in Fort Dodge. Memorial services for Frederick Rector will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Karen Holmes, age 79, of Stewart and formerly of the Mason City and Rockwell areas, died Monday. A celebration of life memorial service for Karen Holmes will be tomorrow at 1:30 at Johnson Family Funeral Home, Stewart Chapel. Irma Larson, age 89, of Exira, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Irma Larson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Brighton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Brad Yarger, age 65, of Arkansas, died Friday at a hospital in Missouri. Funeral services for Brad Yarger will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Lucille Bentley, age 98, of Oakland, died Sunday at the Oakland Manor. Memorial services for Lucille Bentley will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Leon Lundy, age 78, of Greenfield, died April 20th. A celebration of life service for Leon Lundy will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Alice Bixler, age 94, of Anita and formerly of Atlantic, died February 7th. Graveside services for Alice Bixler will be Saturday at 11:30 at the Carl Cemetery in Carl. Pearson Funeral Service of Corning has arrangements. Delbert Cy Bulware, age 83, of Panora, died April 17th at Panora Specialty Care. Memorial services for Delbert Bulware will be at noon on Saturday at the Church of Christ in Yale. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Brian Rutherford, age 58, of Atlantic, died April 9th. A celebration of life potluck for Brian Rutherford will be at noon Sunday at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. And Margaret Lowry, age 78, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. A celebration of life service for Margaret Lowry will be next Monday at 11 o'clock at St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.